Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I haven't heard this in a minute.
You know why? We can hang out on Friday, Saturday night.
Hey, you know what? Cheetah's back open. I should be hearing this. Yeah. Let's go.
I'll always take an invite.
Let's go. All right, here we go. Hockman and Crowder, 3 o'clock hour. This is going to be fun, and we have a loaded potato, really, for the entirety of the show. We talked some World Series in the 2 o'clock hour and a lot of Dolphins. The Dolphins, by the way, the Joe, 560, the Joe, wants you to see a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union. Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. You can get info on them at fincu.com. But if you want a chance to win those Dolphins tickets, and all of a sudden, it's something that has a little bit more cachet to it, because who doesn't want to see a game where Tua Tagovailoa is the quarterback? So if you want to win those Dolphins tickets, you could log on to WQAM.com. WQAM.com. We're going to do a little versus thing this hour because Jim Barry from CBS4. Do you remember when he used to do Jim's jingles?
No.
He used to do songs. He used to do songs on the regular, but this was years ago.
And he came out of retirement for Tua?
Yes. That's why this is such a big deal. And then Solo D, you know, he's been churning out songs every week for the Dolphins and Canes, but nothing. It all got started when he did Turnover Chain, which is still, like, you can't walk through, in a normal season, you can't walk through the Canes parking lot when there's game and not hear Turnover Chain coming out of every tailgate.
I remember.
So he's got a Tua Tagovailoa song as well. So we're going to have a little versus this hour with them. Let's get headlines to start out the 3 o'clock hour so that we can get to the songs and get to the fun.
These are your headlines from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk. The Dodgers beat the Rays 3-1 yesterday. They win the 2020 COVID World Series. Corey Seager wins MVP. I was surprised to read this morning. I have no idea what position he plays. You guys have any idea what position Corey Seager plays?
I can't believe Mookie Betts didn't win.
That was surprising to me. My Seager was hitting well, too, but Mookie's Mookie.
I mean, the World Series, if you listen to us on 790 The Ticket, you heard Jim Rome just talk about it with his top of the hour, you know, sports thoughts. The World Series had a lot of drama and controversy yesterday because Kevin Cash pulled out a pitcher who was pitching so well, right? I mean, just like, and again, we talked about it in the 2 o'clock hour. It's the whole analytics versus feel thing, if you will. But yeah, I mean, Blake Snell was having a game by anyone's definition. But then you also had who was it that had to leave the game because of COVID?
Justin Turner. And then,
is that who was Justin Turner?
Yeah.
And then he did you see this, Crowder? So he had to leave the game because he tested positive, and they had not had a second test. They did a second test. And so during the game, he gets pulled from the game, World Series. But then what happens? His team wins the World Series. He's back out on the field celebrating with no mask on.
Now, that's concerning.
I mean,
that's concerning.
And then I think Justin Turner didn't realize that the post-game celebration is on TV because he sent out this tweet like, oh my God, my team won, so sorry I couldn't celebrate with them. Now, I don't know if you guys know what Justin Turner looks like or not. He doesn't exactly blend into the crowd.
No, he's a big red beard.
Yeah, he looks like Paul Bunyan.
He really does. And he's built like Paul Bunyan. He's a huge human.
So that had some controversy in it. And then did you hear yesterday the commissioner, Rob Manfred, when he was doing his postgame announcements?
Oh, he was loose, wasn't he?
I don't know. Like, a lot of people thought he was having a stroke.
Yeah.
Because he was slurring his words, and he seemed to, like, take minutes to catch his thoughts.
I thought drunk, but it makes sense, like, more, you know, I always go drunk or high. That's my go-to, Hawk. But people are going medical. I like the medical route better.
How did the person with no arms and legs get that drink in the first place?
I always go drunk and high. That's my go-to.
Yeah, so there was some crazy controversies with last night's World Series. But, yeah, it was entertaining, to say the least. What else you got in the headlines, Solana?
The Miami Dolphins, they announced today they extended tight end Adam Shaheen.
Did the Shaheen again, yeah. Huh?
Adam Shaheen.
All right. Now you're playing a game with me. Now you're playing a game. Now I see your game.
Y'all two are funny, man.
The Marlins, they announced that they...
That was funny. You know, you deserve a little time to gloat. You got me. You got me twice.
I was wondering if I should mess up Starling Marte's name, too. Not going to be able to get
Marlins have extended Sterling Mert.
Bro, you had 2 days off. He couldn't wait for you to get back.
How'd you like hosting the show while I was gone, Solana?
It was fun. I mean, we were sports heavy. Like, Crowder and I got out our scorching hot takes past 2 days. It was fun.
I've heard nothing but good things. Nothing but good things about your abilities. I love one of the things that I love about this show is that really we don't have to constantly bring in other people. Like, the three of us and the four of us when Dan Day is here. Is Dan here today, by the way?
Yep, Dan Day is here.
Dan, you're not going to be here Thursday and Friday this week. Is that correct?
I don't even know anymore. My schedule is so crazy. I get called on.
Pitbull. Hold on, Dan. Hold on. Pitbull break.
Dolly.
305. Sorry about that.
Okay,
Dolly. We like when you're here, Dan. We like when you're here.
I love being here, but sometimes I get pressed into other things. I'm going to be up early in the morning the next 2 days with Tobin and Leroy, but I'll be back. I'd be bought.
You're a radio old head like me. I mean, we've been doing radio for a long time. How do you critique Solana's job Monday and Tuesday?
Good foundation. Very good foundation. Yeah. Good start. Of course, you need, in all radio, need a little more weathering, but I'll work with him.
All right. It sounds like he's saying you have a nice personality when finding out, you know, hey, is this girl like you're setting me up with? Is she hot? She's got a nice personality. She's got a good foundation.
She's real nice. Did you hear the word he used, though? Because this is genius. He just said it needs a little more weathering. That is a genius phrase. Think about that. Hey, Hawk, right. Hey, man, what does Lisa look like? Oh, needs a little more weathering.
Right. Like, it could go a million different ways with that.
Okay, I'll put it this way.
It definitely was not he did great. Right. I'll tell you that.
Oh, no, right. no. Let me put it this way. In radio terms, I'd sleep with him.
Wait a second, though. I don't know if you've got the highest standards. I mean, I just from the time that I've spent with you, would I sleep with him, really, is the question.
That's a better question.
Okay, Dan, in radio terms, would you take him to the Christmas party?
Oh, depends what I got working, man. I don't like to take anybody to the Christmas party, man. I like
How
to
do you feel about this critique, Solana? Yeah. It did not go the way that I had planned.
No, and Dan Day saying he'd sleep with me again. That's not
That's a high compliment.
I don't know. Right. I don't think so.
I'm not certain that it is, to be quite honest.
I'm a radio snob. I've been in the game for 21 years. Come on, man. Right. Me saying I'll sleep with you radio-wise is That's a compliment. That's good.
All right, let's make a list of radio people that work for Entercom here, and we're going to do a game called Will Dan Day Radio Sleep With Them? And we'll just see what he thinks of the different personalities on the Entercom stations. We'll get to it later. Radio teams. All right, what else do you have in the headlines?
Circle back. We're circling back to that one for sure.
And for the record, Jesse Lockhart thought I did great the last 2 days. So I want to throw that out there.
I go by Jesse's critiques more than a lot of people because he listens to a lot of radio. Yeah. So yeah. If you get the Jesse seal of approval, yeah. It's down.
Yeah. Jamal Perry, he was the only Dolphins player that did not practice today. Tua was out there taking snaps 4 days away until he makes his first start.
All right.
The Houston Texans, their facility was closed today after a player tested positive for COVID-19.
All right. By the way, and we'll talk with Todd Hollinsworth in the 4 o'clock hour, but props to baseball, right? I mean, they weathered the Marlins outbreak and a couple other outbreaks, but then got through the playoffs and World Series aside from Justin Turner. Maybe they don't deserve the applause I was about to give them. Hey, you've got COVID. Run out there and hug everyone. Hey!
Great job to the last game. Great job.
Yeah.
Well, thank God it ended last night, too. Could you imagine if the Rays
You'd have to
win.
Go back and look at the video and see everyone that he came into contact. Well, I guess they wouldn't be celebrating, though, on if they had lost. So.
Right, but
he went out mid-game. Like, there were people walking past him the whole game.
Right, right.
The eighth inning. I mean, he was in the dugout the whole time. There's not much social distancing happening in there. He's not wearing a mask when he's on the field. Like, the game seven could have been in jeopardy. Right. The Bengals, they made a trade today. They traded Carlos Dunlap. He's been very unhappy in Cincinnati.
Yes, very unhappy.
Yeah. He's a Seattle Seahawk. And Daryl Morey, he signed a 5-year deal to run the 76ers basketball operations.
All right. Very good. You got any weather?
I do. Those headlines were sponsored by Modelo Especial, the perfect beer for your home tailgate. Modelo Especial, a beer brewed with the fighting spirit. Here is your weather update from the Exergen Weather Center right now in South Florida. Partly cloudy, 87 degrees. Tonight the lows will drop to around 79 degrees. That is your weather.
How about the temperature on your potatoes? We get an update on that.
Roof of my mouth still burned, so they must have been pretty hot.
All right, fair enough. So it is a lasting burn on the roof of your mouth?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's at least, 180 degrees on those potatoes?
Has to be.
You're an infant.
Steam. It's like, infants burn their mouth because they don't know yet that things are hot or cold or what you have to tell them. Like, how old are you again, Solana?
26.
Right. And so what happened? You pulled the potatoes out of the microwave and didn't think to yourself, these might be burning hot, just shoved it right in your mouth.
Mashed potatoes, not typically something you think would burn your mouth, no matter how hot they are. They're still so soft and fluffy, you just think, whatever, you can weather the storm.
That's not true at all. Like,
I've
made microwave
potatoes.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with heat. Right. It has nothing to do with heat. And because it's soft and fluffy, it would actually mold to the inside of your mouth, which would make it burn more. Like, it's just a terrible choice by you. Anywho, we are going to do a versus style battle. I am so excited for this. If you have not heard Jim Barry's Tua Tagovailoa song, we'll start with that in the next segment. Everybody is excited about Tua, and that includes, hardened news anchors like Jim Barry. And, upstart rappers like Solo D. I mean, everybody's excited about Tua. So we'll get into our Tua songs here momentarily.
J&K Roofing is the best roofing company in South Florida. That's why they've been on top for over 41 years, fixing, replacing, restoring roofs here in South Florida. They're practicing social distancing to keep you and their workers safe. And in most cases, they don't have to come to your home or business to do roofing problems, fix your roofing needs. And like I said, home and business, because residential or commercial needs, whatever questions, whatever assessments you need on a roof, call J&K Roofing. There's no job too big. There is no job too small. And right now, the financing offers you can get through Y-Green will blow your mind. So if you have any roofing questions, call J&K Roofing like I did about 2 months ago. That spot was on my ceiling in my bedroom. Day two, it got bigger. My wife said, call J&K. I didn't listen. Day three, it got bigger. Then I started listening to my wife. I called J&K, Donnie, the owner, and he told me I'm sending the best workers out. They called me 8:30. It was a two-day job. They were there at 8:30 both days. They had the best workers and the best material, and that's why J&K is always on top. Workers that are highly skilled, professional, and respectful, and like I say, on time. It's just important to me, and I know it's important to you. And shingle, metal, tile, gravel roofs, whatever you have. I had a clay barrel roof. They're going to bring the best material and let those workers put it in, and you know it's going to be top quality. We're in South Florida. It looks like it's about to rain now. It's going to rain every single day. You don't want roofing issues down here, so call J&K Roofing, 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879 for all your roofing needs. Give J&K Roofing a call, and J&K knows we're all in this thing together.
Tua, 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 what you gonna do? That is next on Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I don't think Michael Jordan has that much love for a guy that was so integral. Integral? I don't know.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, before we get to our versus battle, we were talking about Justin Turner in the last segment. Major League Baseball has issued the following statement. This is from Major League Baseball regarding Justin Turner being on the field last night celebrating with the Dodgers after testing positive for COVID and being pulled from the game because of it. Immediately upon receiving notice from the laboratory of a positive test, protocols were triggered, leading to the removal of Justin Turner from last night's game. Turner was placed into isolation for the safety of those around him. However, following the Dodgers' victory, it is clear that Turner chose to disregard the agreed-upon joint protocols and the instructions he was given regarding the safety and protection of others. While a desire to celebrate is understandable, Turner's decision to leave isolation and enter the field was wrong and put everyone he came in contact with at risk. When MLB security raised the matter of being on the field with Turner, he emphatically refused to comply. The commissioner's office is beginning a full investigation into this matter and will consult with the Players Association within the parameters of the Joint 2020 Operations Manual. Last night, nasal swabs were conducted on the Dodgers' traveling party. Both the Rays and Dodgers were tested again today, and their travel back to their home cities will be determined after being approved by appropriate authorities. So Major League Baseball is giving you no doubt that was his choice, and he disregarded protocol. And by the way, I will say this. Yeah. I totally understand wanting to be out there and celebrating with your team. That's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and but you're putting others at risk. And now the two teams may not even be able to travel home. After all, you know, being in the bubble and all that, you want to get home to your family and friends, and now that may be delayed. It happens to be selfish on his part.
And that's what it is. But it's so funny. What are they investigating? They just said it's his fault. What are y'all looking into?
A valid point. That's a valid point. We're going to tell you exactly what happened. Now we'll investigate.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they told him to sit in the bathroom. He came out the bathroom because he won the World Series. Like, yeah. If you want an investigation, hire me, MLB. I'll let you know what's going on.
Yeah. So, again, understandable that he wants to celebrate, but you have to make a smarter decision than that. Or, I'm not even joking, come out there with three masks on. Look, I know that I tested, but I am taking ultra protection here just so that I can be with my teammates. Because I saw someone had posted a picture where he's sitting next to the manager of the Dodgers, who's a cancer survivor, and they're both unmasked. And you're putting people's health at risk. And so you hope that nothing comes of it health-wise, but it's selfish.
To be honest, a lot of times, even the NFL coaches getting fined for pulling their mask down,
mm-hmm.
when emotion is involved, and most coaches pull their mask down because they're panicking and they think they're not going to be able to talk to their cornerback and tell a man coverage, so they pull their mask down to yell or articulate a point. So emotion comes out of you, and in that moment, you don't think about COVID. I told a story, it happens to me during games, where I know what's going on. I know to wear this mask. I know everything. But they're about to snap the ball, and I don't think my DBs know what coverage we're in. And I pull the mask down because it leaves my mind for that half a second.
Right. No, I get it. I get it. But you got to – I just – in that situation, you got to be smarter. You just have to be smarter. And you don't want to sully the World Series championship that your team has just won, you know, by turning it into something that it shouldn't be, which becomes a discussion on COVID and why would Justin Turner do that. Like, you take away a little bit of the shine there. So
I know. I'm still buying a Mookie jersey, so I don't give a damn what he did.
Yeah, right. I'm guessing he regrets it, but you get caught up in that moment.
That's what it is. It's emotion. Right.
Yeah, it's a moment and it's emotion. It's something you work your entire life for. I mean, listen, baseball World Series championship, as anyone can tell you, are few and far between. So the Tua Tagovailoa excitement is real. And so we'll have a little versus battle here, and we can all decide, and the texters can decide, which is more of a banger. And I'm telling you, they're both bangers. So Jim Barry is the sports anchor on CBS4. Do you know how long he's been doing CBS4, Jim Barry?
I'd say 24 years.
24 years. Almost as long as Solana's been born.
I was right.
Been alive. Yeah, 24 years. It'll be 25 years in 2021. Jim Barry is a mainstay on the South Florida news scene. This guy has, did you know that, Solana? Your entire life, essentially, Jim Barry has been doing, for a brief period of time, he went from sports to news. He was the news anchor for a while. But for most of your life, Solana, he has been the sports anchor at CBS4.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that. I know he's been doing it a very long time. I didn't know it was 25 years.
Yeah, 5 Emmy Awards. He's worked in Chicago. Like, he's been in big markets. This is a big-time sportscaster. And Jim Barry used to do Jim's jingles. He used to do a rap every week. Like, he was musically inclined and gave that up years ago. And because Tua Tagovailoa is such a big deal, which I told you at the beginning of the show, this is a big deal. Yeah. Because it's such a big deal, Jim Barry dusted off the headphones and the microphone and the auto tune and whatever other techniques he uses. And there's a video that goes along with it. I mean, he's looking good, right?
Yeah, no, he's looking good. Jim.
Yeah, Jim Barry. I mean, everybody in South Florida media knows Jim Barry. So he has created a Tua Tagovailoa song, and we're all going to listen to it together, and we'll all decide after we listen to Solo D's which is the bigger banger, while acknowledging they're both bangers. But here it is from CBS4, Jim Barry, Tua, Tua, Tua.
Tua, 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 what you gonna do? Tua, 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 what you gonna do? Tua, 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 what you gonna do? Please, you got to come through. This song is for Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins want you to show that you got quarterback skills to set the league on fire. Cause ain't a Dolphin done that since Marino retired. Frustrated fans want to return to glory. They believe in Flores and they like your story. Raised in Hawaii, purebred Samoan, crooned in Alabama, and they like how you was throwing. Falling like a surefire number one pick until you landed too hard and busted your hip. Dislocated, but now you're relocated to Miami because the fans say you're a chance worth taking.
Tua, 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 what you gonna do?
Understand, man, we've seen quarterbacks come and go. We had a Tyler and a Sage, even had a Cleo. Two J's, an AJ, and a couple of Chads, and others in between that just made you mad. So forgive a doll fan for being shell-shocked. When you get on the field to a brother, you got to rock. The Heat got a hero, the fans need one too. They're counting on you, Tua, what you gonna do? So please, scramble out the pocket. Sling that ball left-handed like a rocket. Please, rock. The fans need their own Mahomes, who can put the ball in the end zone. Please,
Hard Rock wants a show, a player who can take the team to the Super Bowl. Tua, we need to have fun down here in the sun. Show us you're number one.
Tua, Tua, Tua,
Tua, Tua, what you gonna do?
Tua, Tua, Tua,
Tua, Tua,
come on,
what you gonna do?
Tua, 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 what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You got to come.
Opportunities come, and when they come, you just gotta, you gotta take them and run with them.
You got this.
Tua, 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 what you gonna do?
Woo! That's it. He's spitting fire. Come on. Ooh. Come on. Jim Barry was spitting fire right there. Am I lying?
Bro, he killed it. He had the rap, a little Drake in him, the singing and the rapping, both sides of it. Jim killed that, man. I can't
Some even ukulele
lie.
In there. Yeah. He had, and I Solo D does this as well. They reference the Heat because the Heat are very hot right now. So he's like, the Heat got a hero. Dolphins need one too. Like, there was a lot going on in there. So how should we grade this? Like, a letter grade, a 1 out of 10? What should we do here?
Man, I don't. Should we hear both sides first?
All right, maybe we hear both sides first. So, but briefly, you thought that was a banger?
That's a banger, man. I like this. It was smooth. It was laid back.
That's a banger. Right. It was, and because Jim Barry is smooth and laid back.
Oh man, boy, you see right. Jim. If you ever see Jim Barry without a haircut, you're lying. Because I've known him for 15 years, and I've never seen him without a haircut.
Solana, what did you think of the Jim Barry song? You thought it was a banger.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
All right. Dan Day, would you sleep with that song?
Oh, yeah, I'll lay down with it.
No, did you like it, Dan? I mean, listen, again, we've been in radio a long time. We've heard a lot of parody songs. This isn't a parody song. This was more of like a hype song. We've heard a lot of this stuff, though. Were you impressed?
Yeah, I mean, the layering, people don't understand how hard that is to actually do and make it not sound so clunky. It sounded smooth, like you said. So, yeah, that's definitely, he gets an A+ for the work he did.
Yeah, I mean, just think about some of the songs that Dan Day and Solana themselves have created, and there's no layering, and there's not, there's just, it's just bad, you know, right? Cheers to, it's painful. It hurts you. It hurts you.
I wouldn't even give me my IG address for that.
So, yeah, that was well done, well produced.
He switched up the flow. It wasn't all doom, 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 doom. You know what I'm saying? The normal beat. He switched it up, man, inside the raps. I got, bro, Jim killed it. I can't lie.
All right. Here's a couple of the texts that are coming in. You can text the show 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. That Jim Barry was whack AF. Come on, man. The next one says, WTF was that? To quote Crowder, Jim Barry needs to sat his goofy ass down. Followed by, that was pathetic. Time to grow up. Huh. Let's see. Jim came out of retirement like Jordan the first time.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever actually had to get up and change the station during your show. Why in God's name would you play that? It's not even funny. Well, I didn't think it was funny. I just thought it was a banger. I didn't think it was funny. It wasn't meant to be funny. Funny how? Like a clown? And then I don't really believe you when you say you had to get up and change the station, because how many people get up to change a radio station nowadays? It's not like you have the big hi-fi unit in the corner of your room.
This is AM radio, bro. We might have some rabbit ears out there. I can't lie to you.
Worst song ever made, Tua deserves better. I'm embarrassed that he let that out.
What?
That was terrible. Tell Jim Barry to stick to the news. I'm reading these one after another. I am not, because I liked it, so I'm just telling. Okay, here we go. Banger, followed by, that's got to be the worst thing I've ever heard. Followed by, Jim Barry got bars.
He did.
Trash, 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 next.
Jim ain't even write that. That was freestyling. Jim didn't write those rhymes. Jim just jumped in the lab, Hawk.
Off the dome. Off the dome.
Off the dome.
Yeah, they were right.
Off the dome. All right. Well, there you go. That was Jim Barry's effort on the Tua Tagovailoa songs. I thought it was brilliant. But so what we'll do in the next segment in our little versus battle here, Solo D, local rapper, made famous by Turnover Chain. turnover chain. In fact, maybe in the next segment, we come back with a little turnover chain just to get in the mood, Solana.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. And then we'll play Solo D's Tua anthem as we count down the days till Tua takes the field as the starting quarterback. All right, so before we get to the Solo D song, I want to talk about mobilegourmetfoods.com. Now, everyone loves it that is ordered from them, including me. They deliver gourmet food right to your door, and I'm talking about, you know, everything from Wagyu steaks. And by the way, they've got the Japanese A5 plus Wagyu in from Japan. It's on their website. You can get it. They present it in an elegant black gift box with a certificate of authenticity. So you can get actual Wagyu steak on mobilegourmetfoods.com. But they've got, oh my goodness, so much stuff. Alaskan king crab, sushi grade tuna. They do the Ditka cooked baby back ribs, which my family absolutely loves. They have salmon. They've got everything. You go to the website. It's mobilegourmetfoods.com. They're a local company. They deliver the food right in their own trucks to your front door. I got a delivery just the past weekend. But they're gearing up like for the holidays. They've got some new items on the website. Butternut squash and sage ravioli. They've got veal chops from France. They've got Midnight Madness 5-layer chocolate cake. They've got guava cheesecake. Starting Friday on the website, mobilegourmetfoods.com, they're going to have free-range organic turkeys. Now, obviously, you can order your entire Thanksgiving meal from mobilegourmetfoods.com. Starting Friday, they're going to have caviar up there, white truffles from Italy. Now, I always recommend they have on the website the Hockman Tailgate Special. 40 to 50 cooked jumbo buffalo wings. You heat them and eat them. Pasture perfect all-natural Wagyu beef franks. Jimmy Buffett Angus Margaritaville burgers. North Atlantic lobster tails, which my wife turns into lobster rolls. They're so good. 2 pounds of jumbo cooked cocktail shrimp and 2 pounds of Ditka cooked baby back ribs. So all that's up there on the website called the Hockman Tailgate Special. You order that when you're checking out. Use the code CHEF, C-H-E-F. Use the code CHEF for 10% off and you'll get that Hockman Tailgate Special. It'll work out to be just $99. That's a whole hell of a lot of good food for just $99. So that's mobilegourmetfoods.com. They've got quad pay on the website, so you can order, make 4 easy payments over time with no fees, no interest. It is so simple. Your mouth will water when you visit the website, so go there now. Mobilegourmetfoods.com. Use the code CHEF, by the way, when you're checking out. Get that 10% off. Mobilegourmetfoods.com, South Florida's luxury food specialty shop. All right, we are going to hear Solo D's Tua song next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
So what do you want to do? You want to stand? You want to stand and you want to be the king of the mountain of the potato wedge game? There is no potato wedge game!
Hock and Crowder.
All right, everybody knows Turnover Chain down here. This is Solo D. Remember, we did a watch party once in Solo D at Dave & Buster's.
Yeah.
And Solo D was there. He performed. Canes were getting the snot kicked out of them.
And he's been on the show before. We brought him on,
yep.
too.
Yeah, right, he came to Twin Peaks. Yep.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so Solo D went viral with Turnover Chain.
Yep.
And they, like I said earlier, like, you couldn't walk through the parking lot. Still can't. Can't walk through the parking lot, you know, especially when there's no COVID. When there was tailgating, I mean, this song was blasted everywhere. And they would play it on national TV, right, during the Hurricanes broadcast. Like, Solo D, good dude, huge sports fan in Miami. Like, he does bangers for the Canes and the Dolphins and
sometimes weekly.
Weekly. Yeah. No, usually it has to do with the opponent for the following week.
Yep.
And it becomes that weekly anthem. So, Turnover Chain, ubiquitous. And maybe he'll have that same kind of success with the Tua rap that he has created. So, in the last segment, we gave you Jim Barry from CBS4, his Jim's jingle, if you will. Tua, 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 what you gonna do? I mean, it's an earworm. I love it.
Yeah. Laying back at the beach. I have not heard Solo D's. I'm gonna be honest.
It's right.
The first time I'm gonna hear it with the listeners. I just think these are two different genres. I'm guessing right now.
Sure. Yeah. Jim Barry is how old do you think?
Oh, Jim got to be 50, 55?
Yeah, no, he's definitely got to be, yeah, mid to late 50s, right?
I was going
to
say, yeah. You know, Jim's my dude. I don't want to upset
right,
him.
No, I understand.
Let's say 55. So let's say 55.
And
sexy,
then,
though. Sexy 55.
Oh, sexy and smooth. Like, who does he remind you of? Like a...
Shaft. First
like
name.
A Shaft, like, right, like a Teddy just, Pendergrass.
Oh, Teddy, yeah. Just
right?
Can talk. His words just do it all the talking. And you don't need nothing else if you just listen to him.
Now, Solo D is the current crop of hip-hop, right?
Yeah, he's a little more 3-6 Mafia-ish.
Right. Right. Yeah. So here it is, without further ado. What is the name of this song, the actual name of the song? Do you know, Solana?
Yeah, it's called Tua Time.
Tua Time. Tua Time. All right, here we go. Yeah. So in our little versus battle, here is Solo D with Tua Time.
I know the whole city rising. A little early, it's a bit surprising. Business moves, now we enterprising. Switch it up, now we improvising. Go to get in the winter column. Whole squad been trained to go. Fins for life, we throw the folk. Singing this just to welcome bro. Tua Time, Tua Time. Time to grind, time to shine. Tua Time, Tua Time. Tua Time, Tua Time. Tua Time, Tua Time. Time to grind, time to shine. Tua Time, Tua Time. Tua Time, Tua Time. Intuition told me this. What? To trust the coach, he holds a gift. Hello. He knowin' when to go with fits. Go. So he knowin' when to switch. This year we got the golden pick. Time to see what that pick about. Bad vibes get sent out. Go. Only fans up in this house. Yeah. We been waiting, yeah, we been patient. Now it's time to cash out, no discount. Super Bowl, yeah, we in rock. I don't know when, but it's close. I don't wanna overhype, but I just know I like it. So excited, league gon' notice now. You should know the rise. They say two are from that rock. Shout out to Samoa now. It's time to lay the smack down. You think he Dwayne Johnson? Time to be the people's champ. Hit him with the people's elbow. Sit together like it's Velcro. You think you could stop us? Hell no. All day I dream about sports. I think I need some Chateau custom with some darkest colors. Just to let them know we here. Yeah. I know the whole city rising. A little early, it's a bit surprising. Business moves, now we enterprising. Switch it up, now we improvising. Go to get in the winter column. Whole squad been trained to go. Fins for life, we throw the folk. Singing this just to welcome bro. Tua Time, Tua Time. Time to grind, time to shine. Tua Time, Tua Time.
Like this.
Tua Time, Tua Time.
Tua Time. Tua Time.
Time to grind, time to shine. Tua Time, Tua Time. Tua Time, Tua Time.
Tua Time, Tua Time. Really hope he the man. Hope he found us a gem. Like the heat found Bam. Wanna take time to thank Fitz, cause he put on a show. But the young man up, in the whole city know. Time to catch all the blessings. Cash out on the vest. Ball out, don't choke. Fins want all the smoke. Chris Gregg gay ho. Coach flow like spoke. Dan Marino still a goat. But to a man on go. Watch to a man throw. Watch to a man scope. Watch to a man issues that we never ever seen before. Fins up, let's win. Born ready for a ring. Maybe 3, 4, 5, 6. It's damn, we can use 10.
I know the whole city rising. A little early, it's a bit surprising. Business moves, now we enterprising. Switch it up, now we improvising. Go to get in the winter column. Whole squad been trained to go. Fins for life, we throw the folk. Singing this just to walk and bro. Tua Time, Tua Time.
Like this.
Yeah. Tua Time, Tua Time. It's a real song, man.
I think Solo D might have another banger on his hands here.
Man, listen, guys. I haven't heard that one yet. That was my first time. These are two different categories. Bro, like you just said, what was it? Like Jim had a jingle. That is a song. That's a rap.
Jim Barry's in the production studio at CBS4, and Solo D's at a recording studio. Like that, it shouldn't be much of a battle.
I was just gonna say, guys, and being both my friends, I know Solo and Jim, but yeah, the fellas, we can't say win or loss with that. Two great songs.
I don't know who does the guest verse there.
on Solo D's song, but I do know that he raps throw and score in there, pronounces it throw and sco,
but it's throw
and score. Now, I could not pull that off. I give you an A-plus for just for rhyming throw and score, because those two words do not rhyme when I look at them on paper.
Hold off the R, just a light R, invisible R.
But I don't say sco. You're not going to hear that in my house. I'm not. Oh, look at that. They're about to sco.
They about to sco, Hawk. Where is it? To who? Devontae? See, Hawk, it rolled off. It worked.
Yeah, that was some fire there. I think so. Here we go. I'll look at some of the texts here. 786-360-0790. Two a time is way better. Love it. Poor Jim Barry never had a chance.
Yeah.
Solo D, lay the smack down on Jim Barry. Two a time is a hardcore banger. Needs to be played every time Tua throws a touchdown at Hard Rock. That's fire. Chris Greer gang. He mentioned Chris Greer in there. I vote for Jim Barry. I vote for Jim Barry. Okay. The second is just another rap song. So there you go.
Hey.
There you go.
Yeah.
Solo needs to sit on the bench like Fitzpatrick. All right, so not everybody liked it.
Okay. We got some.
Let's see. Tell Jim go sat his old ass down. No comparison. Solo D, that's a banger.
Yeah.
Just keeps getting better. Man, Solo D been putting Miami on the map well before Turnover Chain. This was yet another banger. Banger. There's a whole bunch here. All right. So I think I'll go around the room here, but I think, listen, if we have to vote, and we do, it's very important to vote. We've all heard this. Can't open up social media without seeing how important it is to vote. We have to vote. I am going to vote for Solo D. I think it was a better jam than Jim Barry's, while Jim Barry's certainly has a time and a place in the Hockman household. But Solo D does get my vote in this versus battle. Crowder, how about you?
Hawk, you're asking me what's better, an iPhone or a peach cobbler? Like, they're two different. They're just two different worlds.
Gotta vote. That is this presidential election, by the way. It is an iPhone versus peach cobbler. You gotta vote. There's no. You gotta vote.
I'm sorry, Jim. Solo song was. I would listen to Solo song on a regular basis. I would listen to Jim's song before a Dolphin game in the parking lot.
All right, there you go. Solana.
I'm going to give it to the veteran here, to Jim Barry.
There you go. This is what makes a market. You got buyers and sellers. You think that everybody's buying, somebody's selling. Here you go. Make a market. What do you say, Solana?
Solo D, by the way, I mean, that's my guy. I love Solo D, but I'm going to give it to Jim Barry. I think Jim Barry, off the top, off the noggin, didn't write any lyrics down, just freestyled it, and he killed it. Like, I'm going to go
Jim
Barry.
Okay, but you can't really give him credit for freestyling it and making it off the dome when it obviously wasn't.
Yeah, that was just me and Hawk talking.
Off the top.
we were just talking.
JB? I think JB killed it.
All right, okay. One vote for Jim Barry, but for all the wrong reasons if you thought it was off the dome.
And when he retires and he's looking for somebody to take his spot, I hope you remember that.
All right. And Dan Day, who's getting your vote, Dan?
100% Jim Barry.
Whoa! Look at what's happened here. We have a hanging Chad.
Wow.
I don't even know what that means. What? So the Jim Barry song spoke to you?
That's the one that I'm going to remember. That's the one that's going to stick in my head. That's the one when I'm going to get coffee. I'm going to be singing and not even noticing that I'm singing. The Tua Time one, it's a great song, but it's a song. It's a song.
Oh, interesting. All right. So, I see. Tua, 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 what you gonna do? All right.
Hawk, let's be honest. To Dan's point, you've heard before the show both Solo's and Jim Barry's, right?
Well, I had only heard Solo D's once.
And I'm gonna admit now in my head is Tua time, Tua time.
Okay.
So now the earworm, the Jim Barry earworm, has been replaced by the Solo D earworm. So my vote sticks with Solo D.
I got you. That was gonna be my question because you were singing Tua, Tua, Tua last segment. Yep. Yeah, man.
Now I'm all about Tua time, Tua time. I like that, man. I like that. All right. There you go. A little versus battle on the Hockman and Crowder show. The Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs. This is great news. The Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are open. It is finally time to change up. Make it rain. It's finally time to change up your routine and live life safely. Got to make Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. So glad to be talking about the Cheetah again. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6, so much more. If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs. On the menu are things like wings, salads, sandwiches. They do daily specials like barbecue ribs, pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and more. Got to check it out. See for yourself. Grab your buddies after work. You head on over to any Cheetah Club, West Palm, Pompano, Hallandale Beach, and let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. Enjoy $100 bottle specials at all Cheetah Clubs Sundays through Wednesdays. Tonight, join in the Halloween spirit. It's Cheetah's Apocalyptic Survival Party. That's tonight at the Cheetah Clubs. And I always remind you, you can get all the football action at any Cheetah Club. And if you're in the Hallandale Beach area, they've got that ultra high-tech sports lounge with all the HD TVs and the projector screens. So lots going on. The Cheetah is back, baby. You can visit their website, get all the info. It's Cheetah, S-O-F-L. 4 o'clock hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
I would see the guy from Auburn. What's his man's name? Igbenagini.
Hock and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.